another session, another episode, another segment of First Fruits. Purity. You will no longer excel, for you have slept with my concubine and defiled yourself in your father's bed. Joseph received Reuben's birthright because he fled from the very corruption Reuben indulged in. Genesis 39:7-12. The double portion inheritance of the firstborn, the possession and privileges Reuben forfeited because of immorality. Joseph didn't lie with Potiphar's wife and gain by purity what Reuben lost by defilement. We must take the message of purity seriously. It may be easy to dismiss sexual promiscuity as an acceptable part of our ever-changing society, but holiness is still God's way. For those who sin, mercy is always available, ready to make us white as snow. But there is often a price to pay. Like Reuben, sinful acts can disqualify you from spiritual privileges and leadership and possessions. And our prayer? Father, I submit every thought, each desire, every part of myself, spirit, soul, and body. I want to be a vessel of purity. Give me the grace to stand firm in my convictions and to honor you with my lifestyle, my body, my mind, everything I know and people see of me. Cleanse, restore, and forgive me for any time I've given myself over to immortality. Thank you for being the God of restoration and forgiveness. Purity.